Lift your hands.
This climate is the climate of His presence, the climate of power, the climate of healings, deliverance, the climate of encounters, the climate of divine visitation, the climate of total, complete turnaround. Lift your hands and lift your voices. Just whisper that name, Jesus.
That's right. Divine visitation, divine encounters. Let it be, Lord. We worship you. We honor you. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. With your hands, I'm giving the praise. This is the kind of climate you just feel like remaining in and incubating and soaking in God's presence the whole day. Just the whole day. Blessed be your name. Raise your hands and give Him the praise. Blessed be your name. Give him a big clap as you take your seat. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus. I can see our locations connected all the way to Zambia and church in Houston, Texas decided to literally do an all night. It's like 1 a.m. there now before they return back for service in the morning. Right. Happy to see them. Father, we give you the praise and we give you. Today is their first Sunday service. Yes. Give the Lord the praise. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. In Jesus' precious name. Psalm 67 and in verse 5 all the way to verse 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall praise him. The Lord again bless his word in Jesus' name. Speaking very, very quickly, that's Lusaka, Zambia there. Give the Lord the praise for them. I'm sure they will soon show Kenya. and the other places. The blessing of praise. This is the blessing of praise, part one. Our objective this morning is to understand the connection between our praise and our blessing. It's our month of praise. The last month of this year is going to be the month of praise. It's the month of praise for overflowing grace and glory. Overflowing grace and glory through praise is practically our month of celebration. Somebody say amen. You shall celebrate. Can I hear a louder amen? You shall celebrate. Everything that will fight your celebration this year, the Lord shall bury them. Everything that shall fight your celebration this month, God shall bury them. The Bible makes it clear that praise directly attracts the blessing of God. Praise directly attracts the blessing of God. Let the people praise thee, O God, then shall the earth yield and increase, and God shall bless us. Praise directly attracts the presence of God. The meaning is, if you will not withhold your praise, God will not withhold his blessing. Let the people praise thee, O God, then our God shall bless us. If you will not withhold your praise, God will not withhold his blessing. Get ready, because the blessing is coming on you now. Get ready, because the blessing is coming upon you now. The third thing to note is that ingratitude deprives people of the blessing of God. Ingratitude. It deprives people of the blessing of God. There are many people today who are wondering why they are not blessed. Many are not blessed because they lack the capacity for gratitude. We are here throughout the month of December to give the Lord the praise until everything that belongs to us is released. Somebody say amen. What are the channels in which praise brings the blessing? What channels? Number one, praise. When I say praise, I'm referring to the joy of the Lord as well. Praise, which also includes the joy of the Lord, establishes the presence of God. And the presence of God guarantees the pleasures of life. Praise establishes the presence of God. Praise, that is the joy of the Lord, establishes the presence of God, and the presence of God guarantees the pleasures of life. Psalm 100 verse 1 all the way to verse 5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Will somebody make a joyful noise? Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. When you enter his gates with thanksgiving and you enter his courts with praise, you are connected to his goodness. Hey! Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise, for the Lord is good. Do you want to see the goodness of the Lord? Then enter his courts with praise. Psalm 16 verse 11, in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Are pleasures forevermore. The praise connects us to the presence of the Lord, and the presence of the Lord guarantees the pleasures of life. I prophesy to somebody here this morning, as we begin to praise the Lord, surely you will see pleasures in this December, and the pleasures you have experienced before now shall return back to hell from where they came. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Number two, praise. That is the joy of the Lord. Places a demand on the earth and on life to release their content and increase. Their deposited content and increase. Their inherent content and increase. Praise places a demand on the earth and on life to release their content and increase. Their inherent content, package content. Their content and increase, that's all right. What is packaged into the earth for us? What is packaged into life for us? Is put under pressure of release by our praise. Psalm 67, where we just read, in verse 6 and in verse 7. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let the people, then shall the earth yield. Then shall yield. That is, the earth is not releasing it voluntarily. The earth is releasing it forcefully. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Then shall the earth surrender her increase. Maybe there is something belonging to you that the earth is holding. It is your praise that will break the hold. Did you hear what I just said? Maybe there is something belonging to you that a system is holding. It is your praise that will break that grip. Maybe there is something belonging to you that a witch is holding. It is your praise that will break their grip. Maybe there is something belonging to you that a government is holding. It is your praise that will break the grip. Your approval is ready and they don't want to give it to you. Your praise will break the grip. Your payment is ready and they don't want to release your payment. Your praise will break their hold. He said, then shall the earth yield her increase. Then shall the earth surrender her increase. Then shall the earth be forced to release what it is holding. I announce to you today, everything belonging to you that the earth is holding, as we praise today, they shall be put under the pressure of release. Shall the Lord say amen. I want you to understand that the year has not ended yet. I want to let you know that there are things God will show you between now and December that is more than what you have seen in the last 15 years of your life. Somebody was sharing with me last night of how they just got contracts signed yesterday of multi-billions. Multi. Plenty billions in December. Unbelievable. Then shall the earth surrender. Thus far they have held what is yours, what is mine, what is ours. Every demonic warehouse, every occultic strong room, every witchcraft bank account, where they have warehoused your destiny and warehoused your resources,
I announce this morning, they shall release to you by force. Your children shall be released. Your resources shall be released. Your documents shall be released. Your marriage shall be released. You believe that, say the Lord and say amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Number three, praise. And that is the joy of the Lord. Releases our life's potentials. And our potentials connect us with our opportunities, prosperity, and possibilities. Again, praise releases our life's potentials. And our potentials connect us with our opportunities, prosperity, and possibilities. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 5, all the way to verse 6, we saw how David came to the garrison of the Philistines in the hill of God, where there was singing and worship and praise going on, and he joined in. The outcome of that was he began to prophesy. A gift, a grace he never knew was there. He began to prophesy. Until the people said he saw also among the prophets. Long story made short. The gift came out. The grace came out. And you remember what happened to Joseph? When Joseph's gift came out, when his grace came out, when his capability came out, it gave him opportunity to meet Pharaoh. The potential to interpret the dream gave him the opportunity of meeting Pharaoh, the possibility of becoming the king, the prime minister of Egypt, and prosperity became, he became the resource controller and commander of the whole of the empire of Egypt, the nation of Egypt, because his potential came out. Your potentials connect you with your provision. Your potentials connect you with your possibility. There is something inside you, if God releases it, you won't beg for money. Am I communicating at all? And today, I declare the whatever deposit of God is in your life, even before this month is over, there shall be a release. There shall be a release. There shall be releases. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. And number four, praise, that is the joy of the Lord, brings divine direction. And divine direction facilitates divine provision. There is a connection between your praise, your celebration, and your direction. And direction links provision. That is, your praise will cause God to talk to you, will cause God to show you things. And what God says to you can link you with what belongs to you. All God needs to do is to show you where your resources are. Is to show you where your money is. Is to show you that you are laboring in the wrong arena. That you are pursuing the wrong business endeavor. You are pursuing the wrong trade. This is what to pursue. This is where to go. This is how to go. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, when there was a need for the prophecy too, for direction, Elisha said, bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him, upon Elisha. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. You will not, for thus saith the Lord, you will not see wind, you will not see rain, but this place will be filled with water. As he praised the Lord, direction came. And that direction brought provision. They were looking for water. They were looking for supply in the middle of battle. You see, your praise connects you with direction, and direction brings provision. In this December, God will show you something and show you somewhere and reveal to you something that links you with your resources. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. Lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, I am receiving divine direction that is linking me with divine provision. I am receiving divine direction that is linking me with divine provision. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. So your praise links you with his presence.
That presence of God gives you pleasure, links you, places a demand on the earth to release what is yours. Your praise releases your potential, and your praise connects you with divine direction. Now, what is the kind of praise? How do we praise? How do we praise down the blessing? How do we praise down the blessing? 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 12, we saw how David and the children of Israel praised. And he was told David, King David, saying, the Lord had blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertained unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they that bear the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was guarded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in his place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people. See, after they had celebrated and praised, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well as to the women, as men, to everyone a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. Then David again returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today? He uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids, ordinary slave girls. You were just dancing shamelessly as one of the vain fellows, shamelessly uncovered himself. You know, when you begin to praise God, at times people will think you have lost your mind. Why is this man dancing like that? I thought they say he's a doctor. Why is he playing like this? Now, look at verse 21 and look at what David said. I like David. He's just such a rugged man. And David said unto Michal, it was before the Lord who chose me before your father, your father. It was before the Lord who rejected your father, your father, your father. You know how they used to say it in primary school, your father. It was before that God who chose me before your father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over Israel. It was before that God that I was praising. Therefore will I play. I will play. I will play before the Lord. I will play before the Lord. I will play before the Lord. He saw your father denied him. He saw your father. He denied your father. Hey! Michal became barren till the day of her death. For mocking a praiser, her womb closed. So for praising God, womb can open. Doors can open. Hey! If lack of praise can close a womb, praising God can open a womb. It can open a door. It can open a destiny. That is a prophetic word, a rhema word for somebody. Your praise is about to open something in your life today. It's about to open something in your life today. Say the loudest amen. Take your seat. How do we praise on the blessing number one? Praise with sacrificial giving. They offered burnt offerings and sacrifices. If you know how to praise, if you know how to give and sacrifice, your praise catches like fire. See, when your life becomes a sacrifice itself, a living sacrifice, Tithing becomes a walkover. Giving becomes a walkover. You praise with sacrifice, fisher giving. Number two, dance with all your might in praise. The Bible said David danced with all his might. Psalm 149 verse 3. He said that we should praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp. Praise him in the dance with all his might. You dance with all your might. Like there is no dance tomorrow. Like we used to say, if anybody is too gentle near you, you change your position. Number three, praise with the shout of victory. That is, you praise from a victory point of view. You are not praising God like somebody defeated. You are praising God like you have the victory already. You are praising God like you have the victory already. You are praising God the way you will praise God if victory has happened. You are praising like you already have gotten married, or like you have already given birth to your children. Meanwhile, you are trusting God for children. Like you already got the job you are looking for. Like you already got the mantle you are trusting God for. You are praising with a shout of victory, as if the victory has happened. The Bible said they shouted for victory. Somebody shout for victory. Hey! Are you ready? Number four, you praise with the sound of the trumpet and instruments of music. We praise with the trumpet. It is not worldly to play music in the church and play instruments. It's not. The devil only got it from the church. Instruments. I want the instrument to sound. Give the shout of victory, somebody. Are you ready for number five? Are you ready for number five? Play. Somebody say, I will play. Play before your Father in praise. Just play. How many of you have seen children before when their father returned home from work, boys or girls? They will just come and tell me something. Tell me. Feet, everybody. David said, I will praise. I will play before him. There is a dimension of play in praise. There is a dimension of play in praise. It is a revelational play. It is conscious play. It is excited play. Some people thought that I used to dance like this from primary or secondary school. No. It is in the course of playing that it just is evolving. It just steps kept on developing. He knows I wanted to play before him. So he said, okay, let me give you coordinated play so you can play with coordination. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the truth. Somebody say amen.
of you are ready to play before the Lord for the next 8 minutes, take your position. While we are doing that, the presence of God will explode. While we are doing that, potentials will explode. Anywhere that the earth is holding what is yours, they shall come under pressure. While we are doing that, direction shall be coming. Divine direction shall be coming on how, what to do before this December is over, to see the things you must see while we are playing before the Lord. Somebody give the Lord a praise for the next 8 to 10 minutes. While we are doing that, yeah, let's start with 8 first. While we are doing that, if you have a testimony, a drastic one that you wanted us to hear, one of the ministers will be picking it while dancing is also listening to you, shaking his body. Somebody say louder, amen. Tell 3 people, tell them I want to play before the Lord. Let's go.
Never.
I see mountains just moved off. I see mountains removed right now. I see mountains of affliction, mountains of confrontation, mountains of pain, mountains of disease, mountains of indebtedness, mountains of challenges. I see them removed right now. See after me, say every mountain around my life, you are gone. All you mountains, in the name of Jesus, all you mountains, get set, shout go! December of your life. This Christmas season shall be the very best Christmas of your life. What the devil meant for evil, God is turning them for good in this December. Satanic agenda is interrupted. Give the Lord a big clap. Please take your seat.
Sunday, he said, when the seed, the wealth in the glory seed was raised, he took the envelope by faith, because he said there was no money anywhere he could use to redeem that seed. But he said where he worked previously, he left there because he was being owed. Immediately he took the envelope that same week. He said the person owing him paid all the money that was owed to him, and now today he's redeeming that seed. Also he said he wrote a national exam, health exam, and has come to return praise to God because he passed that exam effortlessly.
I spoke to you just now. I said, every system holding what is yours. This testimony confirms what I earlier said. They are coming under pressure of loss of sleep and peace and rest until what they are owing you is released to you. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Sister Lucy says she has had psychoarthritis. since the month of November that makes her vibrate all the time, all through the month of November, even into December. She came into the service this morning. She said that vibration has been arrested and she's come to give God praise.
Give the Lord a praise. It is over. Every affliction from hell, arrested. Power of the Holy Ghost, you are free.
Our sister Juliana says she has had, about 3 weeks ago, she discovered a lump on her thigh and also some lumps all over her body. But she said she attended the communion service about 2 weeks ago and she took the communion and she applied some on that thigh. Immediately she got home, she said she discovered that the lump disappeared and she's yet to give God praise for that massive intervention.
It's over. Every mountain in your life is out now in Jesus' precious name.
Our brother Francis, before the convention, said he went to the hospital and the doctor told him that he had some liver issues. He came into the convention healing and deliverance service trusting God for healing and deliverance from that liver challenge. After the convention, he went back and here is the result. He has been told his liver is now normal and is yet to give normal abdominal findings. And he's totally free
from
that.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Whatever my Father in heaven has not planted in your life, I declare them uprooted right now. Shout the loudest amen. Amen at the top of your voice. Anyone who had a testimony in the course of this ministration, just now, this dance, this celebration, something left you. I saw growths disappeared, mountains disappeared. You came with a lump in the breast, a lump on the throat, or a lump in the abdomen, or a hiney or something. They're all gone. And also that visions and revelations and encounters. Anyone like that, check yourself quickly and step forward here while we hear from you. While that is going on, for the sake of time, I like the communion to be distributed. You just hold it. You don't take it yet. You just hold it while it's being distributed. And then we'll take it further from there. Celebrations while they step forward here. Something happened. A lump disappeared. A mountain left you. Something happened to you. Let us hear from you quickly while that communion is distributed very sharply. Just to be sure that we are on time. That's why we are distributing now. Please, it must be blessed. The blessing must be released first before you take it. So bear that in mind. In case you are here for the first time, you just hold it. If it's given to you, just hold it. Let's go.
Only you. were dancing, playing before the Lord. She says she's had this dream for 17 years. When others are climbing in the dream staircase, she will be crawling and struggling. While we were dancing, she didn't even know she had entered into a trance. She saw the same staircase and was about to crawl. And she heard a voice behind her saying, "Stand up. You don't need to crawl. Come on, walk through upon the staircase and move." She said she looked back and she saw our sister, Barrister Deborah. It was her that was commanding her to walk. And she ran up the staircase, meaning that the Lord has delivered her. For years, she's been lecturing, no promotion.
Come forward here. Come forward here. Lift up your hands. I pray for everyone here today. Every embargo placed on your life, today it is over. Go! Move to the next level. In the name of Jesus.
Our sister Lydia came here with a terrible toothache. It was so bad that she couldn't open her mouth or talk. But as we were dancing, she realized that she was dancing and she was singing. She checked the toothache, it was gone.
Give the Lord the praise. Every mountain you came here with, it's over forever.
Sister Emily has been suffering from the spirit of near success syndrome for the past 15 years. Nothing had been working for her. But in the course of the heated praise, she saw a dark crown be removed from her head and replaced with a golden crown.
A dark crown.
Yes, sir.
Every evil identity of your life, today I declare it is set on fire. Fire. Every evil identity of your life, of your destiny, everything that has limited your life and your destiny, today I declare they are set on fire. Yes.
Sister Ojo Cheneme said, according in the course of this heated praise, she saw herself standing by a grave, and God's servant appeared and pulled all herself and the siblings from that grave. And as if that was not enough, as she was standing, she saw a bright light shone from the altar, and two babies were given to her on the spot. Two incidents. First one, she was pulled out from the grave with her siblings, and after that, she saw a bright light from the altar, and she saw herself carrying two babies.
Sister,
and she's been married for years.
Lift up your hands.
Every conspiracy of death on anyone's life here, and every verdict of the grave on you or your family members, I declare it is broken. And now go forward and bring your children. I declare you shall live and you shall fulfill your days. I call it down.
Sir, a satanic mystery here. 3 days ago, our brother went to the washroom, and while he was done about coming out, a woman slapped him in that bathroom.
Physically?
I don't know whether it was physical, he saw it, but instantly he became deaf and dumb. Now they brought him in that condition to the service.
Deaf and dumb.
Deaf and dumb on the spot.
A woman slapped him.
Yes, sir. But what happened in this service, he said in the midst of that ministration, he fell under the anointing. And then he saw God's servant appeared before him and said, "That thing they put in your neck, come, I'll remove it." But now he can hear very well clearly, but what he says, he musters a little.
What happened?
A satanic woman appeared to, according to what he wrote for us, he said a satanic woman appeared to him in the washroom.
In the vision.
Physically to him spiritually. Then slapped him immediately. He shouted my name that should come. Then before I got inside, he slumped. Then we rushed him to our branch there in Papi. Then they prayed, he revived back. The demonic spirit entered. Then started manifesting through him, saying that they will hold him, that they tied his ears, tied his mouth, tied his hand and his legs so he can't do nothing. Then we prayed. After that, we got him seeking for medical attention. They said nothing is wrong with him.
Slap in the spiritual and medical. It's like going to the tailor to repair your motorcycle. What happened?
So, sir, today, as we entered the service, when the choir was ministering, he now wrote on the paper that the song was for him, that I can read the lyrics. Then later on, when you climbed on the altar. Then he now wrote again that you appear to him that he should come to the altar so he can loosen his throat, that he can hear clearly.
Okay, he's hearing clearly now.
Yes, sir.
Bring him the mic. That slap is returned back to sender. Amen.
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 Lift your hand. It's already hearing. Say one.
One.
All right, lift your hands. Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for this devil that is returned. Power! Back to hell.
Back to hell. From where you came from. Back to hell.
Let me go.
Go. Go. Go.
That's right.
Let me go.
You are gone. You are gone. You are gone forever. Forever. In Jesus' name. Rise up. Stand.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah. triumph. I'd like you to receive this prophetic declaration right now. By the mantle that dealt with that devil, I declare now, every satanic mystery around your life and around your destiny is scattered right now. Every satanic mystery around your life, around your family, something happened mysteriously and they can't understand why your life is where it is, why you are not moving the way you should move, why you are not functioning the way you should function, spiritually, physically, maritally, in the fruit of your womb. Every satanic mystery around your life is scattered right now. I also announce today, every arrow fired against you from the pit of hell, from the kingdom of darkness, the arrow is retrieved and refired back to senders. In the name of Jesus. And right now I announce, every padlock they have used to lock your destiny, the way they locked his voice and locked his ears, I declare that padlock is scattered right now. As God opened the voice, your destiny is open. Your finances are open. Your doors are open. I see the glory of God everywhere here. Every trace of shame in your life is swallowed up right now. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus. All of you in the front here, your testimonies are permanent. Obviously, we can take other testimonies in the second service. Don't think we go up and down. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. That mother is healed and set free. Father, we thank you. Father in heaven. Give the Lord a praise to God. To take your seat. That is why we need the power of God. We need the power of God to arise the devil, to undo what the enemy did. This month you shall see that power in your life. Anywhere you are this morning, you have not given your life to Christ, what the best time to say, Lord, I want to hand over myself to you. I don't want the devil to mess up my life. This December shall be a December that I will remember. A December without disaster. Pick your Bibles and your bags. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Everywhere you are, carry your Bibles and your bags and run forward quickly. I'll give you the count of 10 and be the first person to come forward. 1, 2. Run to the front quickly.
He's the answer of the world today. I'm hoping there's no other. Jesus,
3.
The way. Jesus is the answer for the world today.
4.
Above him there's no one.
Run.
Jesus
5.
Jesus is the way. Jesus.
6.
Above
7.
Above him.
8.
Jesus is the way. Jesus
9.
Oh,
Give the Lord the praise.
You are still seated and you are bound by a lifestyle that must be broken. Smoking, drinking, negative lifestyle of masturbation, prostitution, alcoholism, marijuana, Indian hemp. Now every form of negative lifestyle you want broken. Quickly stand up on your feet and come. Lying, duping, fraud, gambling. I'm tired of this kind of life. I want Jesus to set me free. The God who set that young man free now can set me free. Quickly come forward at the count of seven again. One. Two. Quickly run forward and let the yoke be broken. Come with your Bible stand by. Three. Four. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. Be thou glorified and be thou honored in Jesus' precious name. You are here this morning. You are not yet a full member of Dunamis Church. You are in need. The Bible says it is those who are planted that can be fruitful. It's need to have spiritual covering because it determines your destiny coverage. Being around does not mean that you are a member here. Not everybody on the university campus will graduate with a certificate because some are there to sell things. Some are there to just look at the lecture halls. Some are there to just tell lies that they are in the university. You know, there are people in those days who will be on campus permanently. They don't graduate. Maybe you are like that. You have not been enrolled into membership. And you are saying, Pastor, I'm around, but I'm not involved yet. And I don't want to be here without God certifying that I belong here and for me to receive what is mine. Stand up on your feet and quickly come forward here. You've been around for a while, but you have not done our membership class. You are not yet a member. And you want to be, and you should be, you are encouraged to be. Quickly stand up on your feet and join us. I give you the count of 10 for that to give you time to come forward. One. I have decided. Two. Come with your Bibles and your bags and everything you came to church with. Three. Four.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Two. Three. Four. Five. Six.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
I have decided to
follow Jesus. Keep coming. Four, five, six, seven. Eight.
Yes, I have decided. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Place your right hand on your chest, all of you in the front here, and say after me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken and grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.